SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brent, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Let's do this thing. Bubble Watch continues. We're breaking it down. College basketball, March Madness, Selection Sunday, about a week and a half away right now. These games count. We're into the final games of the regular season in the Big Ten. We'll break it down. We got a couple of games going off the board at 6:30 Eastern time. Paul Bowlby's going to step up and in a couple of minutes. We'll talk NBA basketball with Paul Bovey. Coach Young will kick it with us a little bit later on. And if Dave Sharapan isn't too busy with another night out on the town, I don't know. Maybe Dave Sharapan will join us later. Maybe. I don't know. I know Cam's here right now. What's up, Cam?
What's happening?
Street clothes, right? Sharapan. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
Maybe there's maybe Celine Dion's playing tonight. Last night, the Globetrotters. Maybe Celine Dion. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's playing at the Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I never saw Sticks before. It's going to call Sticks at South Point.
Yeah, exactly. That's got a ring to it, Sticks at South Point. Hey, Gabe, big South tournament starts. A lot of action today. I don't know if you know that this Charleston Southern game, these guys were losing the whole game as 11-point dogs. They went outright, so wild stuff early in these conference tournaments. We'll see if we can nail it down. And one of our favorite teams in action tonight, Fordham, playing again, another rematch against UMass. We'll see what happens. And yeah, lots of games on the NBA slate. Looking forward to it. Good night last night. Let's keep the train rolling.
Man, it's like I ate breakfast at Jack in the Box today or something. I got a bad taste in my mouth, Cam. I bet on Radford this morning.
What? A radiator. Oh, yeah, Radford. I got
They lost in overtime, bro.
Oh, I know. It's so brutal, man. This stuff.
Like, awesome. I can't, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, these, sort of, it was actually my lesson learned. So it's one of those deals. I put $200 on a Radford game this morning. And it was like 8 a.m, West Coast time. Yep. And I even knew, I was like, you know what? This is going to lose. Like, as I did it. Like, it made too much sense, Kevin. I'm like, oh, look, this team. I was like, it's like, ah, yeah. Why are Radford only -1.5 here? Like, I'm like, and as I was doing, I was like, bro, you know you're going to lose by like 1 or 2. Lo and behold, goes to overtime. They managed to lose by 8 in overtime. Good job, guys.
Well, exactly. You know,
they got smoked in OT. So that's my lesson, Cam, sort of like the bowl season. You know, when you put too much money on an early bowl game, mm-hmm. and then you realize you're like, all right, don't do that again. Like, you can either, there's two ways of going about it. Screw it, we lost, we're going all in on the Big South tournament tonight.
Yeah.
Or you can learn your lesson and say, no, I'm not doing this, because there's going to be like 300 million games in the next like 10 days.
We don't need to go 200 a game on Big South basketball.
Normally, I've got like 12 college basketball picks. Tonight, I've got Middle Tennessee State. That's it. I'm like, I don't know, I'll take Middle Tennessee State. I've got a couple others. Like I said, there's Bubble Watch, a big win for the Michigan Wolverines last night. But a game coming up here at 6:30, Cam. And for those of you in New York, you better start going to Jersey right now. Yeah, and
get in your car. Get going.
if you want to get in on the St. John's game. Think about that sucks, eh, son? You know it's true, too. Like, literally Cam, there's some poor bastard sitting in traffic on the George Washington Bridge. He's like, come on, man. I got to get this bed in. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's Bubble Watch. Not Bubba Watch, but Bubble Watch. But you know what? We've got a lot of stuff to break down here tonight. We do have some golf talk. Arnold Palmer, I asked Cam, what's an I said, isn't there an Arnold Palmer with alcohol in it? He goes, yeah, you add vodka to it. So that's the Arnold Palmer with alcohol.
Yeah. Iced tea, lemonade, vodka. Arnold Palmer.
So there never is. There isn't like a real Arnold Palmer, right? Like an adult. No, there's not like a Shirley Temple. Like.
Yeah.
You can just tell him, add vodka.
Yes. That's what I, when
I got to be Arnold honest, Palmer, I've never been to an establishment once in my life that serves Arnold Palmer iced tea or lemonade. Or it's Jack with the iced tea, huh?
Yeah, I know what it is, Gabe? When I went down to Georgia for the, like, Arnold Palmer, very popular drink in the South. You know, like Florida, Georgia, all those, like, they, that's their thing. Like, sweet and iced tea, they love that stuff. They love Arnold Palmer's. I just add vodka. I think vodka needs to be added to most beverages.
Well, I want to congratulate the PGA Tour. They've done a great job growing the game in the inner cities. They've done a great job expanding the game to lower privileged people. And I thought it was a great idea to take $40 million and give it to a bunch of jackass 100 millionaires that already have money. See this, Cam? A little bravo.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, no. $8 million. So Tiger Woods, you get pilled up, smash your car, nearly kill people, and you made $8 million this year. You made $8 million for what?
Generating hits. Nothing. He didn't play one event.
He generated hits on Twitter because you crashed your car. You crashed your car. He shouldn't even be eligible for this money.
I agree.
This is despicable.
And you see, he was number two.
Like, oh, oh, oh,
he's
Phil.
Number two.
Phil. This is abolish this whole program now.
I told you, Brad, from the start.
It's a worse idea now.
Here's the deal. You guys, if you win this money, you must be giving it to St. Jude Charities, Inner City Golf,
oh, hey,
whatever.
You better
if you
be.
Keep one dime of this money, I honestly want to go and punch you in the face. I'm with you, Moretti.
If Phil has any brain, he's cutting a check right now. Hey, this is for the victims in the Ukraine. Like, you know what
Good
I mean?
Call.
Like,
excellent
seriously,
call.
Phil, it's not rocket science, bro. You got to rehabilitate yourself. No, he's taking that check. It's going right into Phil's bank account in Saudi Arabia.
Louis Vuitton bank.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Morenzi, kicking at SiriusXM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. A lot of stuff to get to. Bubble Watch, St. John's and Xavier coming up at 6:30. Big game for Xavier, actually. They've been on a little bit of a skid and a losing streak as of late. They need to shore things up if they're going to get in. I guess as a Michigan fan, I should probably hope they lose, to be honest. But I don't think they will. Paul Bovey's from New York. He knows you can't trust St. John's. You can't trust the New York Jets. You can't trust the Johnnies.
The Johnnies.
I saw earlier today a story I tweeted about. This kid's got a lot of balls. So it's the quid. This kid, he terrorizes Elon Musk by tracking Elon Musk's like private jets and stuff.
Exactly.
So now he's tracking the Russian oligarchs and their yachts. And he's like, he's actually tracking Putin himself and stuff. And the kid, like, showed his face. He goes to Central Florida, and I'm thinking, I don't know, kid. So I don't know if this is the best move. You know, people are talking
Good
about,
point.
Oh, Ovechkin can't speak out. This kid's, like, tracking Putin. He's doing interviews. But he also tracked Paul Bovey's private jet. Bovey got crossing in the crossfire. And we understand we can confirm Paul Bovey's in Costa Rica. He landed safely in Costa Rica. What's going on, Paul? How you doing? You can't avoid kid in Florida. He's tracking all the multimillionaires in the world. He's tracking. You're being tracked. You can't help it.
He's gonna get blow darted, Gabe. Like, you're right. You can't be doing this stuff. Putin can get anybody. Like, I'd be very careful where I'm sitting, like on a bench alone, feeding the birds. And next thing you know, you got a dart in your neck.
There's a long list of people that are pissing him off, and you know, like he's like, oh, I had a kid in Central Florida. I put him
Florida,
on the list.
This kid's
tragic. Looks like Paul's got a Rembrandt behind us right now too. He had like a million-dollar painting behind you.
What's going on, Paul? Collector. Beautiful.
Are you trying to pinpoint my hotel room again?
I'm better at pinpointing Vegas hotels than Costa Rica hotels.
No, I'm not in Costa Rica. I've long departed Costa Rica. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not in the USA, but I've long departed Costa Rica. So, anyway.
Mexico.
He's a man of mystery, this guy.
I am in Mexico. This is Cam. Mexico's a big place. It's pretty big.
Cam watches a lot of Dateline. Cam's like on
I do. I've seen
his
portrait before in a Mexican brothel.
Cam. Those are off limits to me now for reasons I will not detail, but I'm a good boy right now. I'm behaving myself, and I've got barriers, and I cannot venture outside those barriers. So anyway, Mexico's a cool place.
It's a cool Paul Bovey kicking it with us. I got barriers too, but I broke them by betting on Radford today. But that's another story. All right, Paul, let's get into the National Basketball Association card here this evening. Let's start off with the Charlotte Hornets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. You see, the Cavs are up to 4.5 right now. Total checks in right now at 220 at FanDuel. Cavs have been shorthanded, but the Hornets have been in a full-out free fall right now, Paul. They've lost 11 of their last 13 games. They had one nice win coming out of the All-Star break when they smashed the Raptors, and then they went right back to their losing ways again. Any opinion on this Cavalier game this evening? And we'll get the starting lineups for everybody up momentarily here. But any opinion on this game, Paul?
Well, the Cavs haven't been great either, Gabe. It's 5-5 over the last 10, but I'm taking a player prop in here. Jared Allen over 11.5 rebounds, laying a little bit of juice, 22-16, and I believe it was 4 in the first matchup, but the 4, he was in foul trouble most of the game, so I think it suppressed the number. So at 11.5, I just think it comes in solid, and he should get there. He should get, I don't know, 14, 15 rebounds.
Cam, you touching the early matchup, Cam's Cavs?
Yeah. I like the Cavaliers to win the game. I don't know if they're going to cover.
Darius Garland is back. We should know. Darius Garland is confirmed to be back this evening, guys. That's why there's been the line movement up to 4.5 now from 3.
I have a strong lean to the Cavs, Gabe. I think we can find maybe a dance partner with it, or maybe even just lay the points. I think they're going to take care of business. You're right. Charlotte has been absolutely brutal. I think the Cavaliers, it's a get right spot for them at home tonight. Probably win the game around, 6 to 8 points. I think they'll cover the number. I like Cleveland in the spot.
One thing we know too, Paul, I like where you're going with this, actually. The Hornets get drilled in the paint, bro. They're not a paint team. They don't have any big men. Who's their big man? Cam's favorite player, Mason Plumlee. You taking over 7.5 boards tonight, Cam?
Well, with Mason Plumlee, why not?
Now, wait. Mason Plumlee does own that block on LeBron James at the buzzer that when he blocked his dunk shot. Am I correct?
We got to get the picture up, actually. I was just thinking of Duke, but I'll save it. We got to get the picture up. But I saw that Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen's getting married.
Ted Cruz? Your boy. He looks like you're right. Yeah. You call that. He looks like Ted Cruz. Exactly.
Yeah. He's, you're just, they're the same. Like, they're just both, like, whatever. Anyways, we'll get to the picture later on. I'll get the picture up later. It's too good. So, all right, Jared Allen, over. Cam says Cavs in a money line parlay. Cavs have lost 4 or 5. Garland is going to provide a pop for them coming back. We talked about the Hornets, the losers of 11 of their last 13 and 2 out of 3 out of the break. All right, let's talk about Cam's favorite team, all kidding aside. Well, here they go again, Cam. It's like Whitesnake. Here I go again. It's the Pacers and the Magic again. Can the Magic win 3 consecutive games, Paul, is the question. And Cam loves the Orlando Magic on a nightly basis. He pretends they've been great to him, even though they're money burners, but they did win the other night. They did win. I'm going to give you credit.
Yeah, thank you.
They hit the Pacers tonight. My nemesis, who I sort of vowed never to bet on or against ever again. What do you think of the rematch here, Paul, this one?
I really like the Indiana Pacers.
So do I.
I just think the game the other night, you have to flip the script. 119-103, but it was pretty even at halftime. And then I believe they were outscored. The Pacers were 35-19 in the third quarter. They came off a win over the Celtics the prior night, and two nights prior to that, an overtime loss to the OKC Thunder. So you have to feel they were a tired team. You had Isaiah Jackson getting ejected from the game courtesy of two technical fouls, 18 minutes in, no Brogdon, no Stevenson. I think the pieces all line up for a Pacer win tonight. You're only shaking two. Now, the money's come in on Orlando. Cam must be sending it in because it dropped from 2.5 to 2, but I'm still going to take the Pacers regardless of what Cam Stewart says.
I'm off Orlando. I love the Pacers tonight. I'm doing old zigzag. I liked Orlando the other night. I'm coming to Indiana. I'm with Paul on this one. I think Indiana gets it done tonight, Morency. I love Indiana.
I like Halliburton. I like Halliburton over 17.5 points tonight. Mm-hmm. He dropped 23 the other night. He's averaging 20 and 10 since he's been acquired by the Pacers with the Pacers. So I think Halliburton goes off, and I almost don't have a choice but to go back to the Pacers. If they don't win tonight, then I do just they're banned, they're abolished, they're gone. They're gone forever. But if you're the Pacers, you're in the same damn city, you've had a day off now, and you're playing the same damn team, the terrible, that has never won three games in a row all season long. You've got to win this game. Like, if you don't win this game, just disband the stupid franchise. Like, move the Pacers to Seattle or something. All right? Like, it's one of these statement games, like loser leaves town match type thing, like wrestling.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, Pacers lose this match, like, fold the team, move them to Seattle, or promote the Indiana Hoosiers to the NBA. More with Bovey on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency kicking it. Paul Bovey in the house. Cam Stewart. Xavier St. John's going off the board in a couple of moments' time. Xavier need this win tonight. They could play themselves out of the tournament, actually. St. John's have never been a great home team. They're not a great home team, and they're not good at the Garden either. They're actually better when they play in Queens. They're only 11-7 at home this year. I'm going to take the Musketeers, Cam. In a must-win situation for Xavier, I think they can pull this out against St. John's. And on top of it, it is a revenge spot as well. St. John's beat them earlier. They beat them 86-73. So Xavier comes in knowing what they have to deal with tonight. I think it's a high-scoring game. Give me Xavier and give me the over in this early college basketball game. Musketeers and the over, Cam. That's my pick.
Eileen Musketeers as well. They've been snake bitten in a lot of their losses. Tough. They've battled some good teams and fell in short down the stretch. They got to show up tonight. Eileen Xavier. I don't love the game, but yeah, I'd lean that way.
I'm seeing Halliburton 16.5. Oh, I said 17.5 earlier. Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's good. Even better. James Harden. How is Harden not going off tonight? Harden is going off. I got a lot of player props. All right. Let's keep this raw. I just want to get this.
How many you got? How many? What are we up to? 20, 21, 25? What is it?
Settle down, Bovey. Four. The fantastic four. Yeah, it's not bad, huh? I know, I'm more disciplined today. I'm more selective today. I like Halliburton over 16.5 points. James Harden over 23.5 points. Harden over 43.5 points, assists and rebounds. And I like Brandon Ingram tonight over 21.5 points against the Sacramento Kings. It's my four early player props here. That's an easy 3-1 right there, Bovey. That's an easy 3-1. Maybe a clean sweep.
It better be 3-1 or you're losing money. You gotta get it. Okay. You could take odd numbers. Right. At least you can play with the 3-2.
Give us some winners. Less advice, more winners.
He's barking at me during the break. I'm just gonna kill you in the contest.
Listen, if it was a marathon or a triathlon, my money's on you, Bovey, okay? But you're walking into Cam's wheelhouse here. Come on, man.
How many minutes? How many minutes, Morency? An hour? What do you think?
What are we doing here? What are we doing? Chicken wings?
Oysters.
Oysters, shrimps?
No, he said no fried food. He wants sushi or oysters.
He's already calling the shots.
That's the thing. I'm the underdog in this fight. People think I'm the favorite. I'm a big underdog.
No. People have made you, Bovey, just for the record, I've seen numbers anywhere Cam minus 250 to Cam minus 800.
This guy climbs mountains.
I'll take it all.
He's got good metabolism.
I'll take it all. I'll be like the guy at Blue Star Airlines. Just buy it all.
Last time I backed Cam in an eating competition, we lost to Kyle the Angry Intern.
That kid tricked me too, and I also had lunch before that. This is going to be different. Don't worry. I got to see this. There's a new procedure that I go through before eating contests.
You came in cocky against that kid. You came in cocky. You thought you were going to kill him.
I hate it. I got a trick up my sleeve. I'm just going to shut my hole and just see where the chips fall where they may.
All right. Okay. Ask your producer who he's wagering on. That's all. Just ask him.
You. I heard him in the break. Everybody.
Who, Metal Matt? He's got no money to wager. Okay. He's not wagering on anything.
All right.
No money to wager
on. Matt's on a fixed income, right?
Yeah, fixed income. No betting. Yeah, exactly.
Come on. He knows it's true. Maybe he's high rolled. I don't know.
Hey, Cam, just bring a tin cup with you. You can stand outside the oyster place and hold the door for people. Okay.
Hey, there's an oyster bar right near me here. World class. Fanny's Oysters. We need to set it up. The West Coast Showdown. Bovey. So now we got to get you two in the same city. The only way this could ever happen, let's just be real. We're setting it up right now. Palace Station Oyster Bar.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a buck a shot. I'm not going to Bovey's $5 oyster place and we eat like 100. I'm dropping like, no.
No, that's the oyster. Yeah. Exactly. We got to get you in the same city. Like Vegas is actually manageable. And the Palace Station Oyster Bar is known. That's a world that's known, that place.
They're getting those oysters out of Lake Mead. I'm not eating those oysters unless I'm
eating them. A million of them. I don't care about the mercury levels. You made the damn thing on healthy foods. You got to roll with the punches.
No,
hey, I lived in Palace Station for like 4 or 5 months. And there, every day, 24 hours a day almost, man, there was a lineup for that oyster stuff.
Fresh.
I never ate there. I never went there once. And I had the same mentality. I was like, I'm not eating oysters at Palace Station, man. People just love it. Dude, there's lineups at that place, Cam. I don't know if you've ever been there. And they have some drink. They got margaritas that are like 99 cents or something. Like there's like a lineup around the block for this stuff.
Vince took me to a Chinese buffet. I saw two guys fight over crab legs, like straight up fist fight, because the guy took like the best crab legs. Bam. Like it was, it got stupid. Real stupid.
That has nothing to do with what I just asked you.
I will eat oysters from anywhere, including the Palace Station. I'm in. There's no murder. What are you talking about, Bovey? Lake Mead. They're quality.
So now we got to go to a 5-star restaurant only?
No.
You're trying to play us now. No greasy food. No Palace Station.
I've been to that, Fanny.
See what I'm saying?
I've been to that, Fanny. All right. I've been to Fanny.
I'll beat you. Let's go to Taco Bell. I'll guarantee I'll crush you.
Taco Bell. Yeah, KFC and Taco Bell, Bovey, you're done. Like, we'll just
crush you. Like, Taco Bell, and I just sit there. You'll be throwing up after, like, 10 minutes. I'll just be like, hey, give me another 12 tacos, please.
Another barrel, please. So. Yeah, come on. Bring it out, Colonel.
So, where are we going? A Spark Steakhouse here? Like,
seriously, I got to bring $2,000 to go to an oyster eating contest? It doesn't sound very cool.
Yeah, that Palace Station Oyster Bar is very popular, though. I don't eat oysters. So I'm not eating oysters.
Yeah. Oh, I love them.
I don't eat them. It's too slimy, good man.
Yeah, I like slime. Yeah, throw a little Tabasco and vodka on them. Perfect. That's how you deal with oysters.
It's like there's snot on them or something like that.
No, you don't understand. They're a delicious treat. They're also good for a lot of other things in your life. Wink, wink.
I don't want to hear about that. I don't need to hear about you and your oysters.
No, my sex drive was improved due to oysters and powdered milk.
Dave, you're a single man. You've eaten worse, and you know it. Come on.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, if it's all right. Fast food. Yeah, exactly.
There's my boy, me and Shell Dog. We go to, last time I went out, I remember me and Shell Dog, we're like, you want to go eat? We went to McDonald's. Like real average people.
Yes.
went to McDonald's.
He's disgusting.
All right, so James Harden and the Knicks, your New York Knicks, Paul. Knicks fans aren't as cocky this year as they were last year. You guys want to fire Thibodeau yet, or what's up?
Hey, we got problems over there. But listen, before you jump to conclusion, just remember that game the other day was a two-point affair at the end of the third quarter. Problem was, Philly goes to the free throw line, what was it, 44 times? Actually, they've went to the free throw line 80 times since Harden's joined the team in two games. So they're concentrating on getting the ball inside the paint, and Embiid's very effective. But I do think the Knicks have a game in them. Problem was Mitchell Robinson went out with six fouls in 17 minutes. Sims went out six fouls in 18 minutes. They just need to hang around for a while. 10.5 is just too much. I'll take the Knicks.
It's a lot.
To slide in under the number. It's just a lot. I think Philly may come in a little bit, a little bit overconfident. So I'll go with the Knicks.
Harden is the king of debuts, though. You guys see this? Like in his three debuts, everywhere he goes, mm-hmm. It's like 25 and 12 and 25 and this or whatever and more. Now here's another little mini debut for him. It's his first home game tonight in Philadelphia. He's going to go off. Like, I was surprised that the player prop wasn't higher than 23.5. He's I don't see why. Like, he's at 29 and 27. Now they're going to feed him tonight and stuff. Him and Embiid are both putting up massive numbers. And Harden can pass the ball as well. They've got a nice 1-2 combination going right now. I'm not ready to hand him the NBA championship like people are. But I am ready to bet on Harden tonight over his player prop. All right, so Paul's taking the Knicks tonight. This next one, well, Utah and Houston, 15.5 points. 15.5 point road favorites, Cam. Utah Jazz at the Houston Rockets.
We had a good night last night. I got to be honest. That Houston bet looked good for a long time, and then it just went down the toilet. That's it. They were winning at one point. It's brutal. Like, they just got smoked.
You don't often see a team getting 15.5 on their home court. Like, hey, no, Paul, like, you've seen a lot of numbers. Like, for a road favorite, this is pretty much as big as it gets. This is rare to have this type of number for a road team.
It's a hard it's hard to take the Rockets here. It's just like it was hard to take them after they had a near win against Phoenix, and then they go into L.A. and get blown out by 30-plus points. And now they had two shots at beating the Clippers. Yeah, Cam, they led them at halftime 50-49. I actually took them live, and the game blew up on them. And the night before, of course, they lose by a point. So I think they have to be very deflated here. I'm not willing to lay 15.5, but I certainly wouldn't be backing the Rockets here in a very bad spot for them. You wonder, at what point are they just going to mail it in?
All right, we'll get to the Miami Heat.
Digits in the late games. It's monster favorites.
14.5 Oklahoma City and Denver, 11.5 Phoenix and Portland. We'll get into the Miami and Milwaukee, kind of the game of the night tonight. We'll get into this game with Bovey, as well as Sacramento and the Pelicans could be a fun game, as well as a potential over game and a potential good prop game as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Fight Resistance knows Fanny's Oyster Bar that I was talking about. $3.50 per oyster. That's what it is there. Is that a lot?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
That's absurd. I mean, that's absurd.
That's absurd.
What about happy
we'll be
hour?
Dropping like $700. No, thank you.
Happy hour is $1.75.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We can live with that. $1.75. We can. That's more in our wheelhouse.
It says a tip for at Cam Stewart. Stick to the cushy oysters. They are smaller and not as slimy.
Yeah, I like slime. I don't care how slimy they are. You see the ones I had in the Suncoast. They were super slimy and huge, and I love them. Like, I'll eat anything, Marantz. You know me. I'm a garburator.
I'm not eating seafood from the Suncoast.
Suncoast has got top end seafood. They have a their fish joint is amazing, bro. Like it's great. Anyway, Suncoast is good. Very good seafood.
It's the from desert,
New Orleans.
Where's that fish coming from?
Fly it in. No, you don't understand. High end clientele.
It's like Paul said, Lake Mead.
No, Paul, back me up on this. The New Orleans oysters at the Suncoast. I'm not going to say five star, at least four.
No, like they have good restaurants there. I know. I'm
yeah, damn right they do. Taking swings at the Suncoast oysters.
You got to be really careful with oysters. I know when I lived in New York, you weren't allowed to pluck them out of Jamaica Bay, but people did that. They caught them doing it, but Jamaica Bay, it's polluted. It's not cold water. And you could die from oysters. So I'm very careful where I am. New Orleans, yes, during the winter time. Vancouver, absolutely. Those Fanny Bays, excellent oysters. So I'm just careful. I'm just, you know, really, really cautious when I eat oysters.
I tell you, Kim, Vancouver's, I tell you, it's not a cheap city. And I ain't playing around.
No.
This is where I get, this is where I go. I don't eat oysters. I get fish and chips from this place, though. And the fish and chips, $35 plus a $5 tip for takeout. $40
Geez, a place down the street, $7.99 for a nice chunk there. But yeah, it's you get good quality, I bet. That's good.
Wow, right out of the Pacific Ocean, chips? Kim. Right down the street.
Even Paul. Paul scoffed at that price, and this guy's got cash. He was like, what the
Paul's
heck's
cheap. Paul's like,
he's like me. He's a miser.
He's even laughs. He's like,
he likes deals.
Well, being all right, frugal.
So that's good. Let's get some frugal picks here. All right, so Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks. Whatever, the Bucks are sort of going through the motions. They know, you know, their time will come to dial it up. But let's be real. They're not the same without Lopez in the lineup. And I know it's crazy to say, but they're missing our boy Patty C as well, Cam. No Pat Connaughton, no Lopez. They don't have their full complement. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what I mean, Paul. They're the defending champions. They're not really in any sort of sense of urgency. And, you know, people are really buying into this Miami team. I don't. You know, I can't argue their record and stuff, but I don't know. I don't really fear them as much as everybody else does. But what's your opinion on this game, if any?
I don't understand why Milwaukee is a 4.5-point favorite. They played three times this year. The Heat have blown them out once by 30-plus points. I think they won the other one by 9. And in the lone Milwaukee win, which I think was 124-102, Bam didn't play. Jimmy Butler didn't play. They had a scaled down lineup. So I just don't see it. I just don't see Milwaukee being 4.5 here. They should at best be 2-1, 1.5.
I can't argue with you. Considering the injuries and Milwaukee's attitude right now, right? Miami are like looking for the kill shot every night right now. Cam and Milwaukee, like I said, Milwaukee are kind of going through the motions. It's Giannis and kind of nobody else. They need their full roster. They're not like a deep team to begin with.
I agree. I think we take the points and we have a sprinkle on the money line. Paul's on to something here. Milwaukee should not be favored in this game. It should be more like 1.5-2. I think the line's ridiculous, and I'll take a shot with the Heat tonight.
Well, they've won 4 straight and 9 of their last 11 games. Okay, Paul, I'll get the starting lineups for the games in a minute here, guys. But let's blast through this before we get Paul out of here. Sacramento Kings, New Orleans Pelicans. We hit on Oklahoma City, Denver a little bit in the number, and then you got Portland, Phoenix on the way out. Any opinion on the late games, Paul?
I do. I like OKC. They beat them once, 108-94. They did not have Muscala. They're going to be out without 3 guys tonight, the Thunder will. Muscala, Dort, and Giddy. But these guys didn't do much in those first 2 games. And in the second game, Denver barely got by, 99-95. They sprinted out to a 22-4 lead and then actually lost the lead at one point in the third quarter, 76-75, before they managed to edge them by 4 points. I just think OKC plays this team very well. In the first game, they out-rebounded him 60-39. They shot poorly from beyond the arc and still managed to win 8-34 from the first game, 9-38 in the second game in that loss, 29-50 inside the arc in that second game. where they racked up 95. So even though they have these guys out, I think they're going to be competitive here. Alexander, by the way, went 2-14 in that loss, the 99-95 affair. So I just think you'll get much better performance from him. That was his worst outing of the year. And I 15 points, 14.5 points? No way. It should be 9.5, 10, 10.5, 11 tops.
Kevin Porter Jr. will play this evening. Knicks starting lineup, Burks, Fournier, Barrett, Randall, and Robinson this evening. Magic starting lineup, Anthony, Suggs, Wagner, Carter, Bamba. The Orlando Magic. Cleveland Cavaliers starting lineup tonight. Garland, Okoro, Markkanen, Mobley, and Allen. Hornets, Ball, Rozier, Bridges, Washington, Plumlee. Pacers starting lineup. Ooh, Malcolm Brogdon, Halliburton, Hield, Brissett, Jackson. All right, Pacers, this is the last time. This is it.
If the Pacers don't win tonight, it's like Billy Madison. Yeah. You put them on the list. It's over.
No. If they don't win, I'm going to start sending them hate mail and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's more than like.
We're sending them hate mail.
Dear Pacers, you guys suck. Yeah, exactly. They got to win this game tonight. Got to win this game. I'm going with Halliburton over 16.5. Great stuff, Paul. You bet any college tonight before we get you out of here?
No,
I just NHL picks for us.
Just NBA. But did that Musketeer game go off yet? I'll take a little sprinkle, as you call it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Did it go off? It's gone.
Yeah, 11-7 St. John's. Slow scoring. Slow.
Very low flow.
They played 8 minutes. 11-7. Yeah, Xavier plus 4.5 in game right now.
Okay. All right. Click. All right. I'm in, baby. All right.
I like where you're going with that. I think it's a smart move. I think it's a smart move. Paul Bovey, nothing but smart moves. CoversExperts.com, VegasInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Paul Bovey. Paul, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
So Paul Bovey.
Love it.
With us. Always great with Paul. Tonight.
Yeah, a man of secrets.
He's going to go eat some oysters. He's preparing to take you down.
Yeah. he's training already. That's what he told me. I don't like to lose.
I don't know, but Paul's a contradiction. He doesn't like to eat like bad food, but he doesn't want to pay for good food.
It's a great point you bring up, Morenci. No, that's one thing I've known with you. You really, like, you don't mind spending. Like, you'll pay, if a fish and chip quality, you'll drop 35, 40 bucks. Like, you just don't care. If you want it, you buy it. It's a good way to live. Instead, it sounds like me and Bovey are a little too frugal sometimes. We should just get what we want, you know?
Well, I can't barter with the guy.
No, you can't say. You can't barter with
you. Would.
No.
You would try. I can see you.
I've tried many times to barter. Yeah, you can't. Certain places you can barter, but not at like established restaurants. I can't walk in and go, oh, let's knock 25% off. That's not happening.
11-7 right now. What the hell's going on, Xavier? I wouldn't put you in the tournament either at this point. You scored 7 points against St. John's. Come on, man.
Damn it. So, we left one off the table. The Hampton Pirates were playing, right? They beat these guys earlier. High Point had as a better record. It's early, but they're up 11, and they were getting 5.5, 6.
It's only a half.
That line was weird. It was a weird line, man. Should have bet High
Point. All right, you seem to like these games tonight. We can get to a couple of those. We could play Name That Team again later. Palm Beach Athletic.
Yeah, what was the other
Palm
one?
Beach. Palm Beach Athletic.
Florida Tech Panthers. Yeah, the Panthers. Florida Panthers, FIU Panthers.
Now,
Panthers.
I will tell you, the number one team in the country against the spread is playing tonight, Middle Tennessee State. All right, so 21-5-1 ATS on the season. Nice 22-7 straight up on the season. And here we go, Cam. Here we go again. No love, no respect for this team. Short price, but I'll tell you what, Steve Merrill was with me last night on Sports Rage, and he thinks it's the trap. He thinks Charlotte strike tonight. Middle Tennessee 49ers. State aren't as good as their record. Yeah, the handicappers, Providence, Middle Tennessee State's teams aren't as good, and blah, blah, blah. That tonight is the spot. I don't know. Is it? They keep on laying 5 and 6 every night, and they keep on winning. But if you'll notice one thing with Middle Tennessee State games is they're always close, and then they sort of pull away in the last couple of minutes.
You're right.
They don't really ever smoke anybody. It is a sweat job. Like, there will be moments where it's like, oh, boy, look, they're tied at 30 here. I don't like, but they're incredible closers, these guys. They're 2.5-point favorites right now on the road. I got to play them. I've been riding them, Cam, so I don't have a choice. I have to play them.
I'm going to say this, Morency, and this is just nothing against, like, Middle Tennessee State has been good to you because we do the show every day and you bet them. There's something about the Charlotte 49ers. They're one of my favorite college basketball teams for years. I just that time when they beat Kentucky, like UAB and Charlotte, I always love their programs. I don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason to it, but in bad spots, they've come through for me. I'm not touching this game with a 10.
It's a tricky spot. It's tricky. Charlotte really aren't playing for anything, I guess, for the CBI or the NIT or whatever. You know what I mean? They're not making the NCAA tournament. But I'm going Middle Tennessee State. Notre Dame and Florida State. Notre Dame always screw me. Notre Dame probably win, but I don't trust them, bro. I'm not touching this one. I like the late college stuff more.
Yeah. You know what game might be like a bad team getting a lot of points? Seton Hall's laying 13 against Georgetown. That might be too many points. That's a lot of points. And a lot of these dogs in these games, like they can step up. Like, I like Seton Hall. 13 points. That's a lot of points, man. A lot.
What's the number in this Davidson game? Here's another bubble team. Although, look at Xavier. They're on the bubble. They're not reacting well to it right now.
No, some team. That's another thing. It's kind of like just because you need to win the game doesn't mean you're going to win the game, right?
So, no, it means you're not very good because you need to win the game this late in the year.
Yes, exactly. what do we do with Fordham and UMass at 7? Do we take the 4.5 with Fordham, or is UMass going to get the revenge game and win by 5 or more?
No, I'll take the points with the Rams.
Me too.
Take the Fordham.
I got to ride these guys. Yeah.
Built Ram tough.
Yeah. Go Fordham.
Let's jump in here. Fordham. I'm going to make it 5. Good to me. A little bit more comfortable at the 5 than at the 4.5. We'll get into the NHL as well. More NBA talk with the coach, James Young. We've got golf picks, street clothes, Sharapan, if Celine Dion isn't playing, and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morency. All right, we're on the clock right now for the early 7 o'clock action. There's a play I'm going to put in here right now. Evan Mobley over 2.5 assists. It's kind of a weird play. You wouldn't think of it, but Evan Mobley has been a very good distributor, actually. He's gone over this number like 3 of his last 4 games, I believe. But at 2.5, he could get 3 or 4. I don't mind Garland being back right now. He could dish it out and stuff. He's a good passer. So Mobley over 2.5 assists. Other props that I have, early props here. I got, so I jumped in on Fordham plus the 5 points. I'm on James Harden and company. That's at 7:30 only. So, and Middle Tennessee State, Cam. Early picks, Tennessee State and Fordham.
I'm going to do a mixed parlay with an early NBA game and a hockey game. I'm going to parlay the Nashville Predators against Seattle with the Cleveland Cavaliers to plus 152. And I'm on the Indiana Pacers money line against Orlando. We're on Orlando. We're doing the flip, Gabe. I like that. College basketball, we're going to take a shot with Fordham plus 5, Georgetown plus 13. Those are what we're riding early.
And I'm taking the Pacers as well. One last dance with the Pacers, literally. I'm going to make it my own documentary, The Last Dance, about me, my rage with the Pacers. One last shot here with the Pacers. And you know what, Cam? I'm not going to play around with any money line this and that and stuff. I did just pull the trigger on the Cavaliers minus 4 points.
I think I'm going to do the same.
As I did it, I'm thinking, man, I should have just parlayed with the Sixers on the money line. But yeah, as I did it,
I know. It's true.
I think they can cover the 4. They'll win by 6, 7 or something. They'll cover. I think they'll cover the 4. It's a bad matchup for Charlotte. I just think it's a bad stylistic matchup. Charlotte are not a big team. They got all these little dudes running gun and stuff. The Hornets can just set up shop, dunk on them, play half court, take it to the rack, go to the free throw line. Plus, the Cleveland play good defense. So it's a problem for Charlotte. Charlotte do not play defense. All right, more on the other side. Picks, more picks. Let's get it.